Hey celeb fans, welcome back to the Red Carpet with more celebrity facts and me, Lisha Lang. This week, I'm talking about Harry Styles. So here we go. Harry Edward Styles was born on the 1st of February 1994 in Redditch, Warwickshire, England. Harry said he had experienced a great childhood and always felt supported by his parents. Following a suggestion from his mother, on April 11, 2010, Styles auditioned as solo contestant on the seventh series of the British televised singing competition The X Factor, singing a rendition of Train's Hey Soul Sister. After Simon Cowell suggested the track was not right for him, he instead sang a rendition of Stevie Wonder's Isn't She Lovely. Four others in his age group were also eliminated, but were put together to form a boy band in July 2010 to compete in the group's category, mentored by Simon Cowell. The group, consisting of Harry Styles, Niall Horan, Liam Payne, Lewis Thompson and Zayn Malik, practiced for 2 weeks. Harry suggested the name One Direction to his colleagues, which they agreed to. They began to gain considerable popularity in the UK within their first tour for four weeks of the live shows, where Cowell's last act in the competition. The group eventually reached to the final of The X Factor and finished in third place. In January 2011, One Direction signed a recording contract with Simon's label, Sicko Records. Their UK number one debut single, What Makes You Beautiful, and their debut studio album, Up All Night, were released later that year. The album, which contained three songs co-written by Harry, debuted at number one in the United States after the release of four. One Direction became the only group in the 58-year history of Billboard 200 album chart to have their first four albums debuted at number one. The album spawned a string of successful singles, including Live While We're Young, Little Things, Best Song Ever, Story of My Life, Drag Me Down, and History. Styles co-wrote the song Just a Little Bit of Your Heart for Ariana Grande's 2014 album My Everything. Not wanting to exhaust the fan base, upon Styles' suggestion, One Direction went on an infinite hiatus in 2016 after completing promotional activities related to Made in the AM. As a solo artist, Styles joined Jeffrey Azoff's Full Stop Management and talent agency CAA, signing a recording contract with Columbia Records in the first half of 2016. And then in March of 2017, he announced his first solo single, Sign of the Times, would be released on April 7th. The song peaked at number one on the UK single chart and number four on the Billboard Hot 100. His self-titled debut album was released in May of 2017, whereupon it debuted at number one in several countries, including Australia, the UK and the US. Harry Styles then did two more singles, Two Ghosts and Kiwi. The film Harry Styles Behind the Album, which documented the writing and recording process of the album, was released in May exclusively on Apple Music. Harry made his feature film in debut of Christopher Nolan's war film Dunkirk in July of 2017, playing a British soldier named Alex in the Dunkirk evacuation during World War II. He appeared alongside assembled cast, which included Fionn Whitehead, Tom Glyn Carney, Jack Lourdan, Kenneth Brunner, Cillian Murphy, Mark Rylance and Tom Hardy. Rolling Stone ranked at number 491 in their 2020 list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. Five other singles, Falling, Watermelon Sugar, Golden, Treat, People With Kindness, and the title track were released from the album. Watermelon Sugar became Styles' fourth UK top 10 single, peaking at number 4, as well as the first number 1 single in the US. At the 2020 Brit Awards, Styles was nominated for British Male Solo Artist and British Album of the Year. In March 2020, he performed at the NPR Tiny Desk Concert, and then in July, he narrated a bedtime story titled Dream With Me for a relaxation app, Calm. Styles co-wrote the song's changes for Cam's album, The Other Side. In 2022, Harry achieved critical and commercial success with his third album, Harry's House. Its lead single, As It Was, debuted at top of the UK and US charts, becoming his second solo number one single in both countries. In August and September of 2022, As part of his Love on tour, Styles performed 15 sold-out shows at Madison Square Garden to mark the achievement of a permanent banner that was raised in honour inside of the venue. He became the third musical artist in history to have a banner raised in Madison Square Garden, following rock band Peerage and artist Billy Joel. In September 2023, Harry gave background vocals on the bandmate Mitch Rowland's track Here Comes the Comeback for his debut album Come June. In 2024, Harry joined Stevie Nicks out on the stage at the British Summertime Festival in Hyde Park, London to perform Stop Dragging My Heart Around and Landslide in tribute of Christine McVie's birthday. So now you know about Harry Styles. Honestly, I love him so much. He was actually my favourite band member in One Direction. It's sad that One Direction will no longer probably be together because of Liam Payne. Sadly, he's no longer with us, but I do hope Harry will make even more songs in the future and maybe some more tours. But we just have to wait it out and see what he's got planned. So join me next week as I talk even more celebrities. So stay tuned, everybody, and take care.